October 11, 1924. The love of God in creating the creature, how each sense was a communication between God and the soul. I felt very oppressed because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. Oh, how many fears aroused within my soul. But the one that tortured me the most was that my Jesus might no longer love me as before. In the meantime, I felt my shoulders being squeezed, and hearing the voice of Jesus at my ear, I heard it say to me, "My daughter, why do you fear I may not love you? Ah, if you knew even just of my love for all creatures in general, you would be surprised. With how much love did I not create the creature? With how many senses did I not endow her? Each sense was a communication that I left between me and her. Her thought was communication between my intelligence and hers. Her eye was communication between her light and mine. Her speech was a channel of communication between her fiat and mine. Her heart, between her love and mine. In sum, everything, her breath, her motion, her step, everything, everything was communication between me and the creature. I did more than a father, who, having to set up a son, prepares for him not only the house, the clothes, the food, and everything that can make his son happy, but gives virtue to the son, and says to him, "We will separate, it is true, but from afar you will feel my life and I, yours. You will feel my thought and I, yours. You, my breathing, my heartbeat, and I, yours. So, we will be far and near, separated and inseparable. You will feel my life, and I, yours." But what the terrestrial father cannot do for his son, because it is impossible for him, I, celestial father, did, as this son of mine came out to the light, after I myself had prepared for him his residence in this world, I placed such bond between me and him, that I was to feel his life in me, and the creature, mine. And this is my love in general and for all. What should I tell you, then, of the special love I had for you? Each suffering I sent you has been one more communication between me and you, and therefore one more adornment with which I embellished your soul. Each truth I manifested to you has been a particle of my qualities with which I adorned your soul with new beauties and filled it with new splendors. Each grace and each time I came to you have been gifts that I poured upon you. I did nothing but multiply my communications almost in every instant, in order to portray in you my various beauties, my likeness, that you might live with me in heaven, and I might live with you on earth. And after all this, you doubt about my love? Rather, I say to you, care about loving me, and I will take care of loving you evermore.